Menachas Perches Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah continues in the discussion of where to bring menachas from, which produce. Ein Mivin Loimi Beis has volume. There are fields that are not irrigated enough. They don't have enough irrigation. Mimel, they need zevel. They need nutrients to help them along. The produce is not going to be as natural as good. So Mimel, it's not sugalif. Veloimi Beis has shlochim, where there's not enough water and the water has to be pumped in. Veloimi Beis o ilon, not from a soda where the field is sort of shadowed over by trees. Trees block the shade, or rather trees give shade, and therefore they block the sun from properly giving nutrients, and the tefuah doesn't grow as well. V'mehevi, kosher. Not sug aleph aleph, but l'maisa, it's not possible. Ketzer u'oisa, what does he have to do if he wants to have soilless mubcheres taken from his field? Noro, that means he plows the field, shana u'shoina. U'bashnia zoyru koidim pesach, koidim la pesach shivim yoim. He plants 70 days before Pesach. Why? Because then as soon as the sunnier part of the year comes, it's already zerachas, it already starts growing, and it's already growing, he's getting the full sunny season. The oisis solus meruba, and that's the way it produces the best crop. That's how we get solus meshubachas. Keter huboidik. How do we know that the solus was sifted, called tzorka, that should be as sifted as fine as possible? Hagizbar, one the trustee of the Beis Hamikdash, machnes is yodil teicho, puts his hand in. Olobo ovok, if powdery flour comes up, psula. That means it's not the best quality. Achi nifeno, until he sifts it again. Vim hislio, if it's wormy, that means that for sure it's not the best quality. Psula, that's for sure also. The Rav, you see from the way the Gemara puts it, that this is a separate thing. It's not just that it's not meshubachas, it's psula, and there it's b'dievet posel. And the Mepharshim explain that the same way the Torah says by a behemah that a behemah can't be a baal mumen, it has to be a tomim, so too korban menachas also the Torah uses the word tmimim yu lachem mechosam to tell you that the word tmimim of a korban behemah goes also mechosam. What could be the baal mum of a mincha? Soilus, any produce that a chelik of it, a decent chelik of it went bad, went sour, went moldy, is liu. The whole zach becomes posel. The whole crop, the whole bag of flour, whatever it is, becomes a baal mum. And that's a psul that you can't be makav b'dievet. Mishnah Gimel, Tekoya. Tekoya is a place that's already more bakant in Chazal, because that's already mentioned in Sefer Shmuel. That was the merkaz where they produced high quality shemen. And that's the mokum that's roy to bring from it shemen for nesachim and for menachos. Abasholoi mishniolo, after Tekoya Rege Bevayadin, it was such a place, kol ha-rotzes ha-iksheris, it was all kosher, elamikano yimivin, this is where they would bring from, that was the best quality. Ein mivin, lemi beis ha-zvolim, now let it bring shemen from, like we said before, fields that have to be artificially enhanced, ha-yidei zevel, v'lemi beis ha-shlochim, if it needs extra watering, v'lemi mashen izu b'neem, not from trees that the karka around it is, are planted with tvua, because that is maklush to karka karka. V'mehevi kosher, mice, it's not possible. Now the Mishnah is going to list off types of shmonois that are possible mamish. En vivin on piknoin, this is unripe zesim that haven't ripened yet, even lishlish. The little bit of oil that's extracted from that is not only not meshubach, but it's possible mamish. V'mehevi posel, em evin min agargarim shenishu b'mayim, zeisim that are soaked in water, the toitzos of it is a very weak form of oil, v'loy min akvushim, not from pickled zeisim, v'loy min hashlukim, not cooked in water, v'mehevi posel, that's really like a balmum, that's a sugarua ma'oid, and that's posel in Gatsin.